This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
In the wake of a stabbing leaving a social worker dead last week, San Francisco general healthcare professionals who work there are requesting immediate changes to security and safety support for employees. More from KCBS's Ken Duffy.
The list includes five categories, ranging from an immediate threat and security assessment of all UCSF campuses to covering staffing, protected time off, and preventing workplace violence. Marias Campos is a UPTE union leader.
We know that violence against healthcare workers is a growing national crisis. Being a healthcare worker, you are five times more likely to be affected by a workplace violence incident.
Social worker Juliet Suarez, who's worked at SF General for 4 years, says their demands and concerns are nothing new.
Workers have, when something has happened, you know, they've gone through the channels that exist to, you know, report that to management, and also have been ringing the bell internally as well through different channels that exist, but there's been a lack of actual meaningful changes.
Employees also want to hold a joint meeting with management and a written response to their demands, spelling out safety actions, including timelines. Ken Duffy, KCBS.
Commuters, your morning routine just got a major upgrade. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, today marks the next generation Clipper rollout across the Bay Area.
Incredibly proud to launch the new tap-to-pay system on Muni.
It's not just Muni. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie says nearly two dozen transit agencies, from BART to Caltrain, are now accepting not just your plastic Clipper card, but also contactless credit and debit cards and mobile wallets. You can simply tap your phone or bank card to pay fees and ride across the region. Tim Vaughn is from out of town and was initially confused about how to pay for SF Bay Ferry until I told him about the next-gen payment system.
I think it's a great idea. I was a little, as I walked over here, I was thinking, how am I going to get on this boat?
In addition to faster, easier payments, riders who use more than one transit agency in a single trip will only be charged full fare for the first operator. At Jack London Square in Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A federal judge in San Francisco is ordering the Trump administration to end the California National Guard's deployment in Los Angeles and return control of those troops to the state. The administration deployed more than 4,000 California National Guardsmen to Los Angeles in June, but that number has now dropped to only 100 or so. Professor at UC College of the Law, San Francisco, Rory Little, says he's not surprised by Judge Breyer's decision, since this isn't the first time he's ruled against the president. But Little says it's become a matter of unsettling locals.
That mere presence is an injury to the people of Los Angeles, because we don't like armed guards in our streets. And that's why Congress has said you can't deploy the National Guard unless there's truly an inability of the local police to be able to regulate the law, because we have an American sort of ethic against military troops being armed on our streets. We're not a military state.
This comes as Judge Breyer says there must be a time limit on how long National Guard troops can be deployed. This order won't be put into effect until Monday, so the administration can choose to file an appeal, which Little says they likely will. This all comes as the Supreme Court rules on the deployment of troops to Chicago. A bone fragment found in a dry creek bed outside of Roseville has been identified, bringing some closure to a cold case more than 40 years old. The Placer County Sheriff's Office says the piece of skull belonged to 49-year-old Marjorie Lynham out of Sacramento County, who vanished in 1982. The skull fragment was found in 1986 by a man cleaning out a creek on his property. No other bones were found. DNA analysis helped authorities make the connection to Lynham. There's not enough evidence to determine a cause of death, however. The city of Palo Alto is experimenting with nature to combat sea level rise. As KCBS's David Welch reports, the project is also protecting some of the city's most valuable infrastructure.
Palo Alto is building a horizontal levee to protect a key wastewater treatment plant from rising tides. Unlike a traditional wall, the levee is a gentle slope, allowing plants, soil, and wetlands to do much of the work. Karen North with the city of Palo Alto says the design offers multiple benefits.
The traditional levee system, which is just a wall, there's no habitat. The habitat's gone. It's just water.
This levee does the opposite, with several endangered species calling this wetland home. North says it at least gives them a fighting chance when the high tides come in.
This will give them somewhere where they can come up as the tides are rising. And that's part of the benefit of it.
In the end, though, this is a levee, and it's here to protect what's behind it. North says as far as that goes, horizontal levees do just fine.
So it's a multi-beneficial approach. So we're treating effluent, we're saving habitat, and we're also protecting from sea level rise in the future.
In Palo Alto, David Welch, KCBS.
Bay FC has a new head coach from across the pond. KCBS's Shannon Golden has more on how 34-year-old Emma Coates plans to revamp the team's play and culture after a tumultuous second season.
The team finished second to last in the league this year after previous coach Albertine Montoya resigned mid-season following allegations of fostering a toxic workplace. Kay Cossington, CEO of Bay Collective, says to heal a damaged culture, they were looking to find someone who would empower players on and off the pitch.
I've seen this with Emma. I've seen how she's done this with staff. I've seen how she's done this with players. And I have no doubt this is going to be a super strength of ours.
Coates is leaving the role as head coach for England's women's under-23 team and brings with her assistant coach Gemma Davies. The pair led the team to an undefeated 2023-2024 season.
My eyes are firmly on how do we build towards success for next season while not losing some of the lessons, obviously, from the seasons that have gone. But for me, it's, you know, it's a new era, and it's how do we implement that clarity to take us to that next level.
To begin, she says that includes building a style of play that's fun for the fans to watch and the players to play.
We just want to be really hard to play against, you know. Can we be aggressive? Can we press high? Can we be really difficult to beat?
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Post-it notes with handwritten wishes on them made up a large piece of public art in Santana Row this evening. It's a project that has popped up across the country, ending in San Jose. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, the goal is to urge Congress to allocate more funding toward cancer research.
Initially, we saw some pretty dramatic cost reductions proposed by bills coming out of the House.
And although Jose Ramos, board member of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, says leaders do seem to be coming together more on the issue now, they want them to be reminded on how important that funding is.
All of the major developments in cancer research and treatment have started with investment at the federal level. That just has to continue.
Cancer mortality rates have declined 34% in the past 3 decades because of this funding, he says. And oncology nurse practitioner Laura LaRose, Vice California lead ambassador for the Cancer Action Network, has seen it firsthand.
My dad was an example of that. I lost him to kidney cancer in 2007. They gave him 6 months when he was diagnosed, and he lasted 7 years. And so he got to see me graduate high school and college, and I have all these memories with him that I wouldn't have without all the clinical trials that he was on that helped extend his life.
All of those post-it notes spell out one word, hope. In San Jose, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Today is the International Human Rights Day, celebrating the 77th anniversary of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And KCBS's Albert James reports, supporters say the day serves as an important reminder.
All humans are free and equal in dignity and rights. No one shall be held in slavery. Everyone has the right to an adequate standard of living. Those are just some of the ideals in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
It applies to so many aspects of our lives. These are all things that make life worth living.
Art Persico with the California Alliance for Retired Americans organized an afternoon rally at San Francisco City Hall to hold up the ideals declared decades ago. Speakers and attendees say shortcomings in labor rights, immigration rights, and civil rights are stronger now more than ever.
This is a time when human rights of all kinds are being so badly challenged or so strongly challenged, and it's frightening.
Persico says everyone should aspire to uphold the Declaration of Human Rights, and that starts with being aware of where things fall short. He says even the smallest of actions can help make a difference, even if it takes time.
In a way, it's an honor to be alive at a time like this, when you actually have the opportunity and the privilege to fight for what's right.
In San Francisco, Albert James, KCBS.
A North Bay woman has been arrested on suspicion of animal cruelty after police found 28 dogs in poor living conditions inside a garage. Police in Windsor say they were conducting a probation compliance check at a home on Hastings Place when they made the discovery. The dogs, ranging from young puppies to adult mixed breed terriers, were living with soiled bedding, little to no food, dirty water, surrounded by waste. North Bay Animal Services took custody of all the dogs, 2 of the pups taken to a veterinary hospital for urgent care. The owner of the dogs, 35-year-old Christina Urita, was taken into custody and booked into Sonoma County Jail. Those who knew and loved the late coach John Beam are holding a remembrance walk at Laney College to honor his legacy at the school and within the Bay Area. KCBS's Ken Duffy is on campus for the walk and joins us live. Ken?
Margie, it was quite moving, as you could imagine. A crowd of at least 1,000 people from what we could see, maybe more. Some having to look down at the speakers beforehand from elevated walkways. You could see people hugging, putting an arm over a shoulder, remembering Beam, who was shot and killed at the field house here almost a month ago. The group paid tribute by carrying luminary candle bags to Eagle Stadium, memorializing the walk Beam took here countless times, seeing the word believe spelled out in lights on the field, watching a video tribute on the Jumbotron and drone show in the sky in his honor. Laney football player Deshaun Wilkerson explained what Beam meant to him.
He definitely helped me get on the football team and definitely, you know, helped me open my eyes and stay away from the street life and really just kind of stick with the college life.
Former player Caleb Hampton Purifoy says they're all still collectively grieving.
Stuff like this doesn't happen a lot, so we're all kind of figuring out how to go about it and how to, you know, manage what has happened, you know, and move forward.
And leaders here also announced the Laney Fieldhouse will, from this day forward, now bear the name of John Beam. Live at Laney College, Ken Duffy, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.